Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The political situation is fluid in Venezuela today. The Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says he has launched what he's calling the final phase of his plan to oust President Nicolas Maduro.
The 1st of May starts now. The end of the usurpation started today.
Guaido, through a BBC interpreter appearing in a video posted on his Twitter feed, armed men in military uniforms were by his side, and so was Leopoldo Lopez, an opposition leader who has apparently been freed from house arrest by the military. Guaido is citing support from a military unit in Caracas. There are reports that security forces used tear gas as crowds began gathering today. President Trump directing his administration to tighten U.S. asylum rules in an effort to reduce the number of migrants seeking to enter the country along the southern border. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
President Trump regularly mocks the asylum system and says it's a loophole that draws immigrants to the U.S. Now, through a presidential memorandum, he's calling on the Attorney General and Secretary of Homeland Security to, within 90 days, propose new regulations to speed up the adjudication of asylum claims, to charge application fees for those seeking asylum and work permits, and to immediately revoke employment authorization for those who are denied asylum. The memorandum also calls on the Department of Homeland Security to reallocate resources and personnel to deal with asylum claims. This comes in the midst of a spike in border crossings that includes a large number of families seeking asylum. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
President Trump is preparing to sit down with top congressional Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are due at the White House later this morning to talk about a potential plan to improve the nation's infrastructure. Security forces in Sri Lanka remain on high alert following Easter Sunday's suicide bombings that left more than 250 people dead. And the U.S. ambassador to Sri Lanka is warning that some involved in those attacks may still be at large. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Colombo.
Ambassador Elena Teplitz told the Reuters news agency that tremendous progress has been made toward apprehending those involved in the attacks, but added that the U.S. believes there is active planning underway for more. Dozens of arrests were made over the weekend, bringing the total in custody to well over 100. Sri Lankan security forces remain on high alert amid reports the militants may try to strike again before the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which begins next week. A limited state of emergency remains in effect, but curfew has been lifted in the capital, Colombo, and the government today lifted its ban on some social media networks imposed immediately after the attacks. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Colombo.
And this is NPR News. Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been hospitalized. His press office says he's receiving treatment for pain caused by kidney stones. His political party says he plans to immediately return to campaigning as soon as his health checks are concluded. He had planned to introduce his party's candidates for next month's European parliamentary elections today. In Hawaii, a tour helicopter crashed and caught fire on a major residential street on the east side of the island of Oahu on Monday morning. The chopper narrowly missed hitting nearby homes. Three people, including the pilot, are dead. Jackie Young from Hawaii Public Radio has more on what happened.
The crash sounded like a sonic boom. Witnesses in the Kailua neighborhood said there was heavy rain at the time. They could see the chopper spin out several times, crash nose first, burst into flames, and then debris fly out. Some of the debris landed more than a quarter mile away across several streets. Luckily, ambulance crews were on another call about 30 feet away and were able to respond immediately. Neighbors are being called heroes for using their garden hoses to try to douse the blaze, but they couldn't save the pilot or the two visiting passengers. That model of Robinson R-44 choppers had been involved in previous crashes. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Young in Honolulu.
Japanese Emperor Akihito has formally stepped down. He delivered a final address as emperor at his abdication ceremony today, expressing what he said were his heartfelt thanks. He is 85 years old. He's the first Japanese monarch to abdicate in two centuries. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.